Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While many of us use humor to cope with stressful situations, jokes about tragedies often land comedians in hot water. Peter McGraw, associate professor of marketing at the University of Colorado Boulder, explores the line between helpful humor and jokes that are just too soon.
When Mark Twain said, "Humor is tragedy plus time," he intuitively understood one of the secrets to good comedy: distance. Mel Brooks got it also in his famous quip, "Tragedy is when I cut my finger, comedy is when you walk into an open sewer and die." Studies conducted in the Humor Research Lab demonstrate these comedians' insights are correct. Having some distance from a tragic event helps make it funny. The relationship between distance and humor can be explained by the benign violation theory. The theory proposes humor occurs when you see something as both wrong and as okay. And we have found distance helps make a tragedy seem okay by lowering how threatening it is. For example, subjects reported that a severe violation, such as being hit by a car, was funnier if it happened 5 years ago than if it happened yesterday. However, in the same study, subjects reported that stubbing a toe was funnier if it happened yesterday than if it happened 5 years ago. In the case of mild mishaps, being closer to the violation made things funnier. The benign violation theory can also explain why that's the case. In the case of mild mishaps, distance removes all of the threat of the violation and thus reduces humor. But closeness helps facilitate humor by maintaining some sense of threat. These findings suggest that there's a real sweet spot in comedy. You have to get the right mix between how bad something is and how distant it is in order for it to be humorous.
That was Peter McGraw of the University of Colorado Boulder. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.